this concentric swirl of people and music and light.
You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
Music is bigger than words and wider than pictures.
And what else would you be doing at this time? Huh? No, not that, no. No, not that either. Okay, yeah, I admit you have other things to do, but you know, this is one of them, and it's my favorite one of them, especially tonight. You know, it's Free Range Radio time, and it's Thursday, so steel belted Free Range Radio time. My name is Jeff, and they let me come down here and talk to myself and play great songs, and sometimes people listen, and that is great. And if you can hear the sound of my voice, then you're listening, and that means that something good is happening. Okay. I didn't say it was intelligent. It's not an intelligent show. It's just a good music show. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll be here till 8 o'clock. If there is something you want to hear, something you want to say, something you want to talk about, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find me on the Facebook. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is the best email, I think, at the moment, because the steel-belted radio one is broken. Lots of things are broken on the old internet. In my world, but we're working on it. Okay. Hey, let's play some good stuff. There's some good shows coming up that I got to tell you about, and all kinds of that. But first, I got to start out with a show that happened last night. You know, I like to relive the magic. And last night there was some unbelievable magic in this town. And I was down there. I was a part of it. Were you? A bunch of good-hearted folks were down there at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club last night for the return of our pal Mike Plume. Now, we love the Mike Plume. There's no doubt. But sometimes Mike Plume gets a little extra special magic. And he's got this new band together that is that's unbelievable. Now, between you and me, I thought that Mike would never sort of recapture even. Nonetheless, never mind. Outdo the magic of the original Mike Plume band with Dave Klim on guitar, but this thing they had going last night was something special, especially featuring Grant Siemens. Now Mike's old guitar player Dave Klim was an amazing guitar player. It was tons of fun to watch, but he wasn't always the tastiest player in the world. He was a loud player and a damn good one, but Grant Siemens, he's tasty, real tasty. And he played last night, and it was pretty special. Were you there? Hopefully you caught it. If not, I got some videos on the YouTube. You can search them up. Or, you know, we're hoping that Mike will bring that band back. I said, Mike, this band is too darn good to only tour like every few years. So you gotta do more. And he said, I'd like to. So he's got some things in the works. And hopefully we'll see him back sooner rather than later. If you were there last night, they did this song by request from our pal Stu Reed. Stu Reed nailed it once again with this request. It was a thing of beauty. And it got even better when this scruffy-looking dude got up out of the crowd and just walked on stage in the middle of the song and started singing and was freaking amazing. And it turns out that the guy is actually a guy. It was last night they were joined by Clayton Bellamy of the Roadhammers on this particular number, and it was frickin' amazing.
Cause we'll the wonder, lust, and lack of trust. And you're wondering what's all the fuss and commotion. But you were born with it and you just can't quit. And you realize you ain't felt it yet, this emotion.
You know, it happens every other show, so I shouldn't be surprised.
See how far. Well, it's in those late night hours when you contemplate the towers in your way. Feeling empty to no resolve and sheer happiness that falls along the way. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Tell me, can you feel it?
See, this is right that part where Clayton Bellamy was singing.
Yes, baby. See where we are. See where we are. Where we are. Just where we are.
rest of my life just to kind of sort of hanging around. Hey, I wanna roll down an old band road and see the lights of another town. Well, I wanna spend the rest of my time with this pretty little gal I found. Don't need no reason, don't need no rhyme to leave it up until they lower me down. Or a window to throw it from. Hey, what works for us, what works for them, it may not work for some. Yeah, I wanna spend the rest of my time just to chasing the crazy sound. Don't need no reason, don't need no rhyme, but leave it up until it lower me down. Yeah. Well, life is short now, buddy, it's getting shorter every day. Judgment Day. Well, I pray to God now every night to let me hang around. I'll be real good, I swear. I'm just drinking with my pallbearers. And with any luck at all and a wing and a prayer, I'll live it up until it lower me down.
Hi, this is JP Ho. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM and the Steel Belt Radio Krizu. Word.
Bottle blonde girls washing Elvis. She's tattooed a tear every year since he's died. Opposite side of the street, he's a cowboy lassoing the traffic as tourists walk by. And these are the diamonds, all shiny and broken, walking too quickly. Parade. She told me she's starred in a sci-fi movie. I told her I saw it, then she ran away. These are the diamonds, all shiny and broken. Says he can save you $4 a day.
Ah, that's our old pal there, Jippy Who. That's a new song from Jippy Who's new record. It's coming out in August, I believe, and you know, I kind of like that one. And I found out, like while I was at the Times Change last night, that that JP Hull was playing at the Forks, like right across the street, like at the same time. I didn't know. Nobody invited me. There was no like build up on the Facebook. There was you know, nothing. Even Alan didn't invite me, and Alan went. So I don't know. I guess I just don't get invited to parties, and I don't. You know, I don't blame anyone for not inviting me to a party. I totally, completely understand. I do. I'm going to invite you to a party, though. Okay, and I hope that you come. All right, please. It's getting to the point where I'm going to have to beg. Okay, and I hate to beg. But I got this good show. I can't believe our good fortune that I get to have this good show coming up at my house on the weekend. And I can't, as usual, when I have these amazing shows, and I just think, holy crap, people are going to go nuts for this. The more excited I am about a show, the fewer people want to come, it seems. So it could get embarrassing if you don't come to my house on Saturday. And we don't want that. Okay, it's not good when I have a party and no one comes. It happens more often than you'd think, and it's never good. So I'm gonna have a party on Saturday, and you should come. I don't even care if you're well behaved. I don't really care what you do. You know, if you want to go through my CDs and help yourself, you know, I probably won't notice. Just come. Okay, it's going to be great. Here, I know I've told you about how great the music is going to be, and it doesn't seem to be working, but I'll try one more time to play some music from some fine folks who are coming to Winnipeg this fine weekend. And one of them hasn't been here in 12 years, you know, and we've been trying to get her back ever since. And if nobody comes, I'm thinking it might even be more than 12 years next time, you know? So, like, just come. Okay, if you got friends, bring friends. If you got people you don't like, send them instead of you. I don't care. Just check it out. So I'd love to tell you that that all the details are up at telebandagohome.com or steelboattheradio.com, but they're not because it's broken. But you can find them on the Facebook or you can give me a call. You know, I know you can't text me here at the station, but you can give me a call. And I know people don't really phone people anymore. But you can try it. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. If you want to come, if you can come, if I can convince you somehow to come, it'd be great. Okay, I want to play you some songs, a couple of songs from Mike June. Mike June was here last year with his pal John D. Graham, playing just a little bit over a year ago, and it was fantastic. Super excited. I want to play a couple from Mike June. He's bringing along his partner Jess Klein, who I'm a huge fan of. I have been for many, many years, and I'm going to play some songs that hopefully will, you know, show you why I'm such a fan, and hopefully you'll come and see them Saturday at my house out in Westwood, Sunday at the Stew Dome in Crescentwood. At this point, it doesn't really matter which one you come to, although I hope you'll come to mine. Just come to one, okay? Don't be lazy. Here's something from Mike June, who's not lazy. He works hard. So, you know, I'm starting to feel like there might be hard times.
Well,
if you don't
I
come.
Went to my job and they took it away. Yeah, my wife took the kids and she left the next day. She said, you ain't a man if you ain't getting paid. Yeah, I guess that's all love is worth these days. And all I can give is less than they'll take. And they foreclosed on my house and I got nowhere to stay. And my friends and neighbors are all feeling the way. And every conversation seems to end the same way. You put food on the table and gas in the tank. Pay off the debt you owe to the bank. Try to swim in this shit, you're already sank. These are hard times. Oh, hard times. Oh, hard times. We're living in. We're living in. I went looking for work down in Caroline. In this town called Franklin near the Tennessee line. Yeah, pawn shop was closed, there was nothing to buy. Yeah, the whole damn town was on the welfare line. And I was talking to so many, he was a veteran of the war. Telling me stories about how life was before. He said that nigger in the White House is a socialist whore. And I don't believe in hope and change anymore. And I said the rich get rich and the poor get poor. They line them all up and they send them off to war. And nobody knows what they're fighting.
Their cars. Yeah. innocent man behind prison bars. Criminals in suits driving luxury cars. Yeah, we better turn around before we've gone too far. 'Cause I looked to God, I couldn't find his face. Looked to politicians and lost my faith. Tried to love and my heart it breaks. These are hard times. Oh, hard times. Don't you know these are hard times? We're living in. Oh, hard times. Don't you know these are hard times? Don't you know these are hard times? We're living in.
Yeah.
Read the morning's headlines, put down my paper, push my coffee aside, feel the chill to my bones. How many times will the story be told? Shotgun blast echo through the hallways and into the class. 23 children die. The heartbreaking sound of a mother crying, why? What if God gave up? What if God gave up? What if God gave up on us? Would you blame him? Just barely a man walks through the cafes on a crowded square, praying under his breath. His heart beat in a hole of fear through his chest. It's all for a lie, for money, for country, for drugs and for God. Alayhi wasalam. As he gets on the bus, strapped to a bomb. What if God gave up? What if God gave up? What if God gave up on us?
down from his cloud. See so few with so much and so many without. Fighting wars in his name, spilling blood for profit and gain. God knows he tried. On the seventh day he rested, on the eighth day he cried. But we can learn to love. Take this broken kingdom, build it back up. Cause God won't give up. No, God won't give up. God won't give up on us. No, God won't give up. No, God won't give up. No, God won't give up. Change it.
Hey, this is Mike June. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
so good. That is some fine rock and roll right there from Miss Jess Klein. From the album Draw Them Near, the one that that most of us kind of jumped on the bandwagon back in the day. That is Open Me. That's that album, man, oh man, it's just, it's so good. And great people playing on it. You know who played the guitar on that album? Will Kimbrough. Yeah, Will Kimbrough. David Henry's on there. Ken Coomer. Oh, good band. Great record. So good. Jess Klein. She'll be here Saturday. Did I tell you that? Saturday at the old Sunset Saloon. I don't know if it's going to rock out quite like that, but man, would that be cool if it did. We should, somebody call the Canadian Cox. See if we can do something. That'd be pretty rocking, wouldn't it? We heard another rocking one in there, Behind a Veil, title track to a fine record from 2012. That is a fine record. Billy Masters rocking out on the guitar on that one, and for all you guitarist nerds. And from her latest record, it is a live recording called Bootleg. We heard If There's a God. Her and Mike June, they're having this kind of spiritual crisis, and we're hoping that they get saved and they find all the answers to their spiritual quest. Because Mike before that was singing about what if God gave up on us, which, you know, I hope not. And we heard Hard Times in there from Talking Revolution Blues. Mike June has been working on a new record. He's got some great new songs. He'll play some of those for you on Saturday, and it's going to be great. And again, I hate doing this, but I got to tell you that it's not looking like a lot of people want to come. So it's going to be intimate, and it's going to be depressing because it's my birthday. And, you know, I think that birthdays are for little kids. I hate the whole phony birthday celebration. I just think it's so stupid. But if it makes you feel guilty, then I'll tell you that it's my birthday and people aren't coming to my party. It's going to be like the lonely kid on his birthday. I'm going to be like that guy from Survivor having the worst birthday ever. Only hopefully I'll be a little less annoying than that guy. What's his name? Rodney? I won't be that annoying. But I will cry. And it'll be my party, and I'll cry if I want to, if you don't come, so come. And hey, speaking of birthdays, okay, we don't have to celebrate my birthday because I think birthdays are stupid. But on Saturday, I think we're going to celebrate somebody else's birthday. Did I know that this guy had a birthday like the day before my birthday? Did I know that? Because either it blew my mind when I found out and then I forgot because it was too much for me to handle. Or I just found out. Either way, it's freaking me out. And we're gonna play some birthday songs for one of my faves after this.